But the important thing from my point of view was when his lordship knew about that and we were having troubles, he said, well, the way we can help is to pay you in advance of
wow.
work.
Mm.
Now, okay. that was something, wasn't it? I mention all that, why? So I've always had particular feelings for the Sackvilles.
Yes.
And Mr. Hugh, he took on the estate management from Frank Mason. And I loved Mr. Hugh. He was a lovely man. And he and I got on really well.
Yeah.
I mean, he managed the estate, but he didn't know anything about heating and plumbing. And he trusted me, and well, I'm sure I didn't let them down. I used to do my utmost to make sure we did what was right for Noel. So of course we never made much money, but it didn't matter. We found it a privilege to be working at Noel and to have really other friendship with Mr. Hugh. I knew him better then than his lordship. His lordship was still working in London, and we didn't come into contact with him very much. And Mr. Hugh was lovely, and he used to do things like, you'd go in the spring and he'd ask me to come up and see him, and now, Michael, what are we going to do this summer on the estate? I think perhaps you'd better go and look at all the cold water tanks and see what the state of them all is.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that summer, we looked at them all in the house, and every estate house, we looked at all the cold water tanks, and those that I thought had only got a year or something to go, we replaced.
Yeah.
He was like that, and he'd say, we'll do this and that. Yeah. He was always thinking about the good of the estate.
Yeah.
So he was loved by everybody.
Yeah.